everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Learn with Dr. G. That's me. Today, we're going to be continuing our journey through GitHub, but specifically talking about using Markdown to make your communication all throughout GitHub a little bit more effective. Let's get started. All right. As always, we do have a Learn module that is associated with this stream, which is here over there. This is the Communicate Effectively on GitHub Learn module, which you can find at aka.ms/learnwithdrg/markdown and GitHub. In this Learn module, you'll actually be taken to another one of those GitHub Learning Labs. So let's check that out. If you haven't seen GitHub Learning Labs before, what they are these guided experiences where we create a sample repository. We are guided through issues and pull requests to make modifications to that repository, and we learn by actually doing. These are one of my favorite ways to learn GitHub. So let's go ahead and get started on this course. And throughout this video, I'm also going to show you a couple of other little tidbits that the Learning Lab isn't going to point out. All right, let's go ahead and get started with this lab. The first thing that it's going to do is take us into this newly created repository. You can see that this repository is called Markdown-Portfolio, and it takes us directly to the Issues tab, which is found right here at the top underneath the repository name. We only have one issue for this repository, and it was created by the Learning Lab bot. A couple of things about issues and Markdown and how they relate. So the first thing is that every single issue and pull request has this primary comment where we have this description. So there's a couple of things that we can see here. Up at the top, we have a title. We can edit that title. This is true for both issues and pull requests. Each issue and pull request is issued a number. So this is issue number one. The first comment on any issue or pull request is really the body, the description of that issue or pull request. So we can see that here, that this is the pretty much the body of the issue or pull request. You're always going to want to have something very descriptive if you are opening an issue or pull request. The comments after this are simply just comments in kind of this conversational tone. Both issues and pull requests are not only going to have comments throughout that contributors can comment on, but it's also going to have additional metadata, which we'll show you in just a bit. The thing to note is that both the body or description of an issue or pull request and every subsequent comment is all written in Markdown. And so everything that you can do here, you can do in a Markdown file, you can do in a pull request, which I'll show you in just a bit. All right, so the first thing that we're learning here in this learning lab is all around lists. So if you would like to create a list, you can either use these kind of dashes or you can use an asterisk. If you use these square brackets, it creates a checklist, X's indicating that the item is checked off, without an X, just a space indicating that it is not checked off. And you can do things like at mentions. So this is where you can mention other GitHub contributors to this project. That'll send them a notification depending on their notification settings and allow them to be able to find all of the places across GitHub where they are being mentioned and they might need to kind of go check out what's going on. You can also do a hashtag reference. And in here, you can reference issues and pull requests. And we'll show you how to do that in just a bit. And you can do links. Links are done with square brackets around the part that you want to be seen, and then a parenthesis around the URL directly next to those square brackets with no spaces in between. We can see over here a couple of other things. One is providing emphasis, and this we can do with asterisks or underscores. And Markdown also supports HTML tags. So our first task is to add a comment to this issue using some of these Markdown techniques, specifically using lists. So let's try this out a little bit. I'm going to start writing in Markdown here. Notice that as I'm writing this, GitHub starts to automatically assume what I'm going to do next. If I am doing a checklist, I'm probably going to want to do another item after I push enter. All right, notice a couple of things that I did do here. One is using asterisks to make a word italicized. Just using one will italicize the word. Using two on either side of the word will bold it. using two underscores to bold the dance word, using two underscores to bold the entire phrase celebrate and dance while having celebrate be italicized. I also used this to make comment in the form of code. So you can actually stylize it to look like code. So I did that here. Let's go ahead and preview what this will look like. So here you go. Here are all of those features that I mentioned. So we've got the checklist. We've got the comment word in a text that looks like code. Celebrate is italicized. Dance is bolded. And celebrate and dance are bolded with celebrate being italicized. We can actually put this one in right here and see that that's done. And now we can click on comment. Go ahead and check this one off because we did do that. And if you wanted to, you can even edit this and see that now there's an X there, right there, as is assumed. Let's celebrate a little. Oh, that was a little bit of a dance too. So maybe we did do a celebrate and dance. All right, let's get started on the next one. The next thing that we want to do is convert this repository into a GitHub Pages website. We talked a little bit about this on the last episode, but I wanted to show you this again since it's part of our learning lab and we'll be able to play around with a few other things. I'll scroll up here to the top, click on settings, head down here towards the bottom, make sure that my source is on main and on root, click save. All right, let's head back to our issue and see if that worked. Look at that, the issue was closed. Let's go see what happened over here. So when an issue is closed, it still is here. And if we really needed to, we could always reopen this issue. And you can also just kind of add additional comments to it just in case anything else goes wrong. But what we really needed to do was head over to the pull request and we can also just check out what this looks like. Notice that I do have my own URL here, guthels.com. That's because I have GitHub set up so then that way it points to my private domain, which is guthels.com. If you're doing this on your own, then it'll likely be your GitHub username.github.io/ and then the repository name. So you can also find this at sguthels.github.io/markdown-portfolio. We can take a look at what this looks like. And right now it's literally just this index page that says, welcome to my portfolio. All right, so let's head back over to our repository and let's go ahead and open up that pull request. Okay, we can see that we do have one pull request here. One thing to note, this is pull request number 2, but this is the first pull request that we've ever had on this repository. That's because the issue has the unique ID of number 1 for this repository, and the pull request is going to be number 2. So then that way you can differentiate between issues and pull requests while using the same syntax. I'm going to show you what I mean in just a second here. Basically, we reference both issues and pull requests in comments using Markdown by using hashtag and then the number of the ID of either the issue or the pull request. So by keeping the IDs separate, GitHub is ensuring that we are specifically referencing the item, either issue or pull request, that we intended to. So the next thing is to add in some headers. So like I mentioned, the markdown that you'll use in the issue or pull request descriptions or issue and pull request comments is the same markdown that you can use in a markdown file within a GitHub repository. So let's check that out. So what this is asking us to do is head over to the files that are being changed for this particular repository. And we can see that there are two files being changed. One is index.md and one is in the underscore includes /01-name.md file. This is the one that we want to make a change to. Number one is we're going to open up on this three-dot menu option here and click on edit file. This is going to take us into the GitHub web browser editor, which we featured in the last few videos. And I can modify this to have a header of my name. You can check out the preview of changes here. So it looks like what I'm doing is deleting this line, adding this line with this style, adding this line with this style, and then adding this line right here. Again, we can do some of the things that we did in the comment. And one thing to notice is that when you are working on a .md file, you do start to get some previews of what it's going to look like right here in the edit file tab. I can commit these changes directly to this branch slash pull request by just filling out this form here. The next thing it's doing is asking us to merge this pull request, which we can just click on this big, beautiful green button down here. Awesome. Once this pull request is merged, we'll get one more comment saying that we can go ahead and delete this branch, and we can head over to our page and we can refresh it. And once we refresh it, we can see that my two headers, my H1 header, Sarah Guthel's PhD, and my H2 header, I like ice cream, got added. And then my little bit of just regular text, what flavor do you like, with flavor being italicized, gets put right here. All right, let's head over to the next pull request that got automatically opened with this bot. And it's asking us to add in an image. Now, adding in images in Markdown is pretty similar to adding in a link. We use these square brackets and these parentheses where the URL is. However, this time the square brackets are going to have the alt text for the image, which is basically what gets used by screen readers. So anyone who uses a screen reader to see what is on any web page will rely on the alt text. So you want to make sure that this is descriptive text for what the image is representing. And then don't forget to put this exclamation mark right here to indicate that this is an image and not just a URL. So one way that I like to add images is by adding it as a comment. So I might say something like, if this was someone else's PR, I might say something like, I'm going to go ahead and just grab an image from my desktop. This is going to upload the image to be able to be seen in the comment. But the other really neat thing is it's actually going to give us a URL for where this image exists on GitHub as part of my user content. So I'm going to comment this, and then I'm going to head up into my files changed, go into my image one, edit this. All right, so I am going to add in just a bit of text, the image, and a link to all of the other videos of the What You Didn't Learn in School series, which includes Git and GitHub, and we're soon going to be doing some Bash and PowerShell and other things like that. I can preview this and see that we've got it right there. And I can go ahead and commit it. I'll commit it directly to this branch and head back over to the conversation. All right, now it's asking us to add a profile link. We did already kind of do that by adding in a link to all of the videos, but I'm gonna go ahead and add it to the actual links Markdown file because that's what this learning bot is expecting us to do. We can go ahead and merge this, and we can see that the image does show up right here and that the link to checking out the rest of the videos is here and checking out other talks and streams, and my Twitter profile is right there as well. Perfect. The last thing that we're going to do is check out some of these other fun features like lists and emojis. So let's head over into the files changed, go into lists and click edit file. I think I'm going to include here a list, but that includes emojis. So I like cats. Well, I'm really a mom to two cats, three dogs, and one baby. So that's why I like them. But I also like coding, so I'll put like a computer. I can also say in order. Just kidding, I'm not going to do that. But I can say in order, we can preview these changes right here. And notice that if we did make these asterisks, I never remember what is the right plural of asterisks. Asterisks? I don't know. It will look the same. So whether you use dashes or asterisks, it's going to look the same. If you did separate it out like this, then it's going to think that they are separate lists. So be careful there. You want to stick to one. But the other thing that you can do is we can say something like, perfect. All right, let's go ahead and commit these. And the last thing that's going to have us do is do some emphasis. We did a little bit of that before, so I'm just going to do that super quickly. I like to code and I like to live stream. And if I'm coding on a live stream, then I am live coding. So we can refresh and come down and we can see that we've got the list of my favorite things and emojis. We've got my ordered list here and my emphasis right here. All right, headed over to the last step. It's another issue and it's on basically saying that we're done. But I wanna do something here. I wanna show you how you can reference pull requests and issues. So this issue right here is issue number 5. So I'm gonna head over to code. And I'm going to create a new branch called What You Didn't Learn in School, or WYDILS, WDYLIS, that one. So now I'm in this new branch, and I'm going to head over into the Includes folder, making sure I'm still in that new branch, and go over to my, let's say, lists. And I'm going to say that, you know what? And I'm going to go over to pull requests, and GitHub is going to recognize that there is a new branch that we might want to pull into the main branch. And yes, I do. And here I can do a number of things. So number one, we talked about using the @ and then tagging someone if they are a contributor and I need to kind of ask them a question. But another thing I can do is I can say that this fixes the more to learn issue. So notice what happened here. When I put the hashtag right here or the pound sign, it opened up this list of all of the available or the most likely, in this case, all of the available issues and pull requests that I might want to tag here. Okay. So I only have one issue that's currently open. It's number 5. It's the more to learn issue. And I'm saying that this pull request will fix that issue. Okay. In a typical repository, an issue represents a bug or a feature request within code. And so a pull request will either be the solution to that bug, like the fix to that bug, or a feature request. So in this case, I'm going to say that this will fix 5 when we create this pull request. By the way, you should definitely also have a lot more information. That's not actually what the issue is saying is missing, but bear with me with this example right here. So this will fix. And you can see right here that this pull request closes issue number 5. So when this is merged in, it'll close issue number 5. A couple of things to notice here. Number one, now over here, it says that we've got a linked issue and it's this one right here, more to learn. Number two, over in our issue, we can see a few other pieces of information. Number one, we can see that Sarah, me, I just linked a pull request that will close this issue. And here's the pull request referenced. And up here, we can see that a linked pull request is this one right here. This can be really useful, not only for this kind of fixes thing, but we might want to say something like you, we already covered this. You might want to just go back to that issue. And so that might be a reason why you close an issue. If you're maintaining an open source project and you're like, hey, someone just opened this issue. That's already been opened. We're already handling it over there. We don't need multiple issues tracking the same bug. So we can just say this was already covered in issue number 1 and close the issue. So once I merge this pull request now, I can head over to the issue and see that it is no longer open. It is closed. And if we come in here, we can see that I closed this issue through this pull request right here. So I highly encourage you to check out all of the different ways that you can play around with Markdown. One of the best ways to play around with Markdown in a Markdown file is through your profile README. So you can see that if you head over to github.com/scuffles, you will be taken to my profile README right here. This is all just a Markdown file. I created it by creating a repository called scuffles and then creating a README doc in there that just has this Markdown in it. So that's a really great way if you want to try it out. Another way that you can try it out is by heading over to my Learn with Dr. G repository. And in here, I do have a What You Didn't Learn in School folder. And we were playing around with Markdown in here. So we actually have some Markdown information, communicate using Markdown. And if you want to open up a pull request to add in some information to this stream information, feel free to do so. You can just head over to github.com/sguthels/learnwithdrg to do that. And don't forget that this is part of a Microsoft Learn module, and I highly encourage you to check it out at aka.ms/learnwithdrg/markdown and GitHub. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter at Dr. Guthels. And if you do complete this Learn module, create your profile README, or just create this Markdown repository through the Learning Lab and you are excited about it, feel free to share it with me. I love celebrating wins, and we can celebrate it together. And that's what I have for you today. I can't wait to see you next time on another episode of Learn with Dr. G. Until then, see you later.